WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
A Chicago program aimed at vaccinating neighborhoods hit hardest by the pandemic improved rates in some of those communities. That effort is now officially ending. Yet there's still a lot of work to be done. WBEZ's Becky Vivi has the story.
Esperanza Health Center CEO Dan Fulweiler is standing inside a cavernous building at Western and 61st.
It was a former Blast Fitness facility that's been closed for about 3 years because they went out of business and it's been vacant.
Now it's a temporary vaccination clinic that Esperanza set up earlier this spring to serve nearby residents when COVID vaccines were in short supply and high demand.
We came in on Thursday to see it, and on Monday we signed a lease.
There are a lot of empty chairs now. About 150 people a day are trickling in for a shot. It used to be 500 a day when a program known as Protect Chicago Plus was in full swing. The idea was to target the neighborhoods hit hardest by the pandemic with extra doses and special pop-up vaccination events. And this was key, let anybody 18 or older from the neighborhood come get shots.
I'm going to be honest, people around the country thought we were nuts, like that this would not be something feasible.
Dr. Allison Arwady is Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health.
But we know that those have been the communities that have been hit the hardest. And I really see it in a lot of ways as a test of sort of put your money where your mouth is and let's see if we can do this.
And it paid off. A WBEZ analysis of vaccination data week by week shows a dramatic improvement in the racial breakdown of first doses starting in February when the city started targeting Black and Latino neighborhoods. Dr. Ali Khan runs Oak Street Health's system of community clinics in Chicago and the Midwest. They ran some of the Protect Chicago Plus pop-up clinics. He says the vaccine rollout was bound to be inequitable because the healthcare system is.
The system inherently re-aggravates the historic problems it's always had. The system creates unequal distributions. And so for a city like ours, PCP was the reason why it was so bold was because we were acknowledging, look, the normal patterns, the normal channels don't work, and especially don't work right now in the context of COVID.
There are entire communities in Chicago without good access to healthcare, no hospital for miles. That's true for Archer Heights on the southwest side, where Dixon Galvez Searle has lived for a decade. He volunteers for a community group that helped with Protect Chicago Plus in his neighborhood. He says the effort proves what's possible.
I feel like Protect Chicago Plus is this sort of tiny little window into what people experience in all of our peer nations across the world.
No out-of-pocket costs, not a lot of paperwork, and close to home.
For the vaccine, at least, we have removed those barriers, which is great, but it sort of begs the question, well, why do we keep those barriers for other types of necessary health care?
But this blitz of vaccines into hard-hit communities is nearly over, and there's still a long way to go. More than half of Chicagoans haven't even gotten at least one shot. White city residents are still the most vaccinated racial group, and even some of the neighborhoods targeted under Protect Chicago Plus are among the least vaccinated in the city. So what now? Again, here's Dr. Allison Arwady.
What we are spending so much time thinking about right now is not what's happening tomorrow or next month. It's about what does this look like a year from now? What does this look like 2 years from now? You know, have we built these structures that can last and won't be so dependent on like a surge of funding?
There is a surge of funding on the way from the federal government. It's not entirely clear how much of that will go to Arwady's department. Even so, the city recently put out two $10 million requests for proposals for both health providers and community groups to help the city create so-called health equity zones. These new contracts would aim to continue the work that Protect Chicago Plus started, not only when it comes to COVID-19 and vaccines, but also to improve overall community health, especially in neighborhoods that lack access to care. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.